In Arizona, it's very likely you know about one famous architect, born at the turn of the 20th century and celebrated worldwide, even without any formal architecture training. His style celebrated a social rebelliousness years ahead of his time and respected the exterior and landscapes just as much as interior spaces. In the late 90s, he was the subject of an ASU symposium compiled in a book titled The Phoenix Papers. But it's not Frank Lloyd Wright we're talking about. This international symposium accolades were focused on another architect, Luis Barragán of Mexico City. And the Phoenix Papers captured a moment of magic between the capital cities of Mexico and Arizona. The show's Paige Phelps has more.
In the world of architecture, drawing is essential to communication. Back when hand drawing was actually taught in schools, the weight of a line was a system of drawing to show what was important to the design. So let's draw our own imaginary line in architectural history directly from Phoenix, Arizona to Mexico City. Without this line, a unique and important architect wouldn't be known the way he is today. We're speaking of Luis Barragán, who well before his time created buildings that blurred the line between art and sculpture, giving modernism its first foothold in a country where tradition is king. But who was Luis Barragán? That was the initial mystery Ignacio San Martin, a former professor at ASU's architecture school, set out to answer.
He didn't talk to too many people. He was extremely private. He lived by himself. He never married. He lived in his kind of his cave, call it a cave, but his little environment, and he just was not a person who talked about himself. So it was this mystery about the person.
San Martin was in Berkeley when Barragán won the coveted Pritzker Prize for Architecture, only the second architect to win it in its history. And he remembers Barragán's unique style blew him and his peers away.
I mean, we were totally, my God, what is this? Color in architecture? What is this? You know, chromatic differences on walls?
Luis Barragán's style, filled with enormous scale, can make a person feel small and somehow safe at the same time. And it's paired with his dramatic use of color, most famously his Rosa Mexicano, a red pink he was known for. And his work slowly gained accolades over the years until it seemed to truly capture the zeitgeist in the late 70s and early 80s.
San Martin, a Spanish national, was asked by the Harvard Journal to compile new data on the then-deceased architect. He immediately headed to Mexico City to find out more, but he soon hit a dead end.
When I went to Mexico, I found very quickly that you could not, all the information, paper, drawings, letters, card, were completely sealed and you could not touch.
He told Harvard there was no way to study Barragán any further. And that's where our current knowledge of Barragán might have stalled. But San Martin had another idea, to search for the man Luis Barragán through his colleagues, his peers, the artists who worked alongside him to document his spaces. So San Martin created the Phoenix Papers as a symposium, where craftsmen would gather and give their own perspectives of the man, Barragán, and his artistry.
If we invite them, they will give a lecture. Each of them will give a lecture about their way of understanding Luis Barragán and how they work with him. So it may very well be that that uncovers who this man is.
Unlike other lauded architects, Barragán's portfolio and accolades are relatively small. He never did a skyscraper or an office building, for instance. No shopping centers, no hospitals. So why is it Luis Barragán is even important? Because he was doing something completely different, San Martin says.
The first home that he did, which had that patio courtyard, to express intimacy, the intimacy of the home. He have always had that passion for intimacy.
And then there was that color.
One of the things that his architecture is that you cannot think about Mexico without color. There is so much good art in color. So it's very, very difficult to be around Mexico and not being flooded by texture and color. And I think that what he was able to do is doing modern architecture, but bring into that modern architecture color and texture, which is culturally what Mexico is. Nobody in Europe or in the United States during the modern movement will even think to have texture on the exterior walls or color on the exterior walls. Architects never understood color or never been taught about color. So we will never have done it. It's white upon white and perhaps if you find that a better white, let's do a better white. That's all.
Like Frank Lloyd Wright, Barragán never got a degree in architecture. In fact, he didn't even draw like a traditional architect. He drew freehand, capturing the spirit of a home, the feeling he wanted to convey rather than straight lines. This, along with his unorthodox design style, didn't go over very well with his architecture contemporaries in Mexico. But Luis Barragán wasn't interested in fitting in. He wanted something new.
A building is a building. Dwelling is being inside with as representation of yourself. That's the space in which talks to you. And dwelling is very different than making a building or building. Building is construction, dwelling is inhabiting. Luis knew that very, very well. The idea that architecture is about creating spaces, and this is a phrase from him, in which you can really find yourself. That involves a way of thinking about architecture, about dwelling and culture and climate.
So what did the Phoenix Papers do? They illuminated how Barragán thought, how he worked day to day, how all those little mysteries made up his designs that were less about buildings and more about surprising sculptures that captured Mexico's modern spirit.
I was looking for who are the people who work with Barragán in his studio. Are they still around? Well, I were able to talk to all of them. Of course, after that you say, and what do I do with all of them? Rather than me writing a paper or a book about Luis Barragán, it is a collection, the Phoenix paper, in which all of these people speak. And I think that that's the value of the book.
25 years later, contemporary forms in Mexican architecture aren't unusual anymore. For example, the Museo Sumaya is a silver hexagonal tornado twist, housing a world-renowned art collection. These forms of flash and power pop up all the time now in Mexico City. But San Martín says Barragán should continue to be studied for the delicate qualities he brought to his bold spaces.
If somebody's interested and somebody has a good keen eye to figure out how architecture can mutate to be more than just four walls and a bed, if somebody's interested about the nature of dwelling and being and existing and so forth, I think that it will look at Barragán.
And all this time later, if it wasn't for the efforts of ASU's Phoenix Papers, this exploration would have been blocked from curious future generations. For KJZZ's The Show, I'm Paige Phelps.